Christians in Iraq brace for further violence. Terrorists kidnap a native gospel phrase, a missionary, in India. And what does $75,000 buy in Romania? Listen and find out. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Bliss. Iraq opens today's newscast. Christians are bracing for more deadly attacks in the wake of Muslim fury over offensive cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad published in Europe. Open Doors Ministries' Carl Moeller says the situation will grow more difficult for believers.
One of the stated objectives of the radical Islamists in these areas is to use these bombings, targeted, coordinated, obviously planned, with one intention, and that intention is to drive the Christian community out of their country.
Moeller agrees that the church in Iraq is hard-pressed, though as a remnant, he says, their evangelistic vision remains clear.
We have estimates ranging between 500,000 and 700,000 remaining in the country of Iraq, and we believe that with prayer and with strengthening from the church in the West, the Christian community can remain there, and it should remain as a vital presence and voice for democracy and for freedom of religion.
Meanwhile, terrorists have kidnapped one of Gospel for Asia's missionaries in India's East Central Chhattisgarh state. GFA President K.P. Yohanan is calling for a prayer vigil for Pastor Subhash, a young single missionary who's already started 5 mission stations with 28 believers. In a letter to family members, an extremist Marxist group known as the Naxalites claimed responsibility for the kidnapping, although they made no ransom demand. Please pray for Subhash's safe release. You're listening to Mission Network News. Christian radio is having a profound impact on people's lives in both Romania and Moldova. MNN's Greg Yoder reports.
Phones are ringing off the hook at Little Samaritan Radio in Moldova and now in Romania as the gospel is reaching millions through 12 radio stations in Moldova and 23 in Romania. Their newest antenna is now situated on top of a building that once printed Romanian communist propaganda. Little Samaritan's Florin Pindic-Blaj says a pastor's comment in Moldova is proof that LSR is effective.
90% of those coming to Christ to be baptized were the people who accepted Christ through the radio Little Samaritan, who hear the gospel, they ask for the Bibles, they pray, and then we encourage them to seek churches where they could be involved and to grow.
LSR has 3 additional licenses to reach hundreds of thousands of people, but they don't have the $25,000 needed for each station. They may have to give back the licenses if money isn't raised. Greg Yoder, Mission Network News, Romania.
Next, around 30,000 children of missionaries live on the mission field with their parents. Educating these missionary kids is a huge need, says Wycliffe Bible Translators Jamie Farr, and that's why they're recruiting teachers.
There are probably right around 1,000 positions that are required to meet the families of missionaries all over the world to help them stay in the field. The number one need across mission organizations and the number one reason that families actually leave the field is because of the education of their children.
Wycliffe is inviting teachers to be part of a special cruise trip, and Farr says it's about using your passions to meet a need.
We are looking for all different sorts of people with talents and a passion to serve God who want to use their gifts as a teacher. We're not looking for them to do other things. We're looking for them to just follow the passion God has put in their heart and to go serve missionary families and their kids all over the world.
Go to our website for information. And Crossroad Bible Institute is excited to report that after a full year, their new reentry program for prison inmates is a resounding success. Last year, they assisted more than 1,200 of their students in the reentry process. Crossroad provided connections with reentry ministries to help in the crucial stages of transition upon release from prison. Pray for Crossroads students as they study God's Word and prepare to re-enter society. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. It's Black History Month in the U.S. Buckner Orphan Care's Shoes for Orphan Souls is making available the CD, Spirituals, Songs of the Soul, featuring Larnell Harris, Marilyn McCoo, and others. These songs may stir your soul to reach out to the oppressed like innocent orphans around the world. So get your free copy by calling 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.